Hello, everyone. Hello. Thank you, as always, for joining me on another episode of Surviving Grief. And as always, I really appreciate the support and everything throughout this journey that I've been on. Today's podcast is called A Surrendered Yes. And, you know, as, you know, the weeks and days have gone by, you know, life has been lifing, you know, not just for me, but so many other people around the world. And, you know, I try to, you know, stay mindful of that because I realized that, you know, when we're going through, you know, a lot of times we only, you know, see or feel, you know, we feel like our problems are the greatest and you know, they're, you know, nobody else is going through but me, because it does feel like that sometimes. But I thank God for, you know, making me aware, you know, of that. And I've always been mindful of that. You know, because I've realized that, you know, my journey, you know, isn't solely about me. It's absolutely to help someone else, you know, in this journey. And, you know, I have experienced, you know, a lot of things, you know, in the last year and a half or so. I've experienced a lot of things. And of course, when you're going through, it seems like that, you know, it's never ending and you're never gonna get out of it. You're always gonna be, you know, in the situation. And especially when, you know, you're going and nothing's happening and you feel like God has forsaken you, and, you know, life is just doing what it does, and it makes you feel unworthy. It makes you feel, you know, it makes you feel on, you know, the natural side that you're not enough, and, you know, why did they do me like that? And, you know, and then on the spiritual side, it's like, you know, God, you know, is it not that am I unworthy to, you know, receive, you know, a blessing from you? Like, you know, what have I done? You know, what can I do to make it better? And, you know, I think, you know, more so in my case, you know, I often said I am the I'll figure it out type person, you know, so I tend to take matters into my own hand. And now, you know, I haven't been able to, you know, figure, you know, anything out. You know, I'm in that space where, you know, God is just saying, I just need you to trust me. Like, it's nothing you can do, but trust me. And yeah, it's been a journey. And, you know, while I am, you know, learning some lessons and, you know, learning to process things differently than I would have in the past. And I, you know, I say I'm healing out loud. You know, I share a lot of, you know, I'm very transparent, and I share a lot of what's going on with me, you know, whether, you know, good or bad, because, you know, I often say that, you know, God can't bless who you pretend to be. And not only that, you know, you can't heal what you don't or won't confront. And sometimes for me, saying it out loud, you know, makes it real. Do I know? Yes, life is going on and I got things going on. But when I say it out loud for me, you know, it makes it real for me. And it makes me have to confront it head on. You know, it happened. Okay. You know, cry if you must, scream, you know, just have a full on meltdown, you know, but you can't stay there. So Cheryl, you know, you gotta get up. And, you know, I, that anxiety that I've, you know, been struggling with, you know, that's like my new fear. And anxiety in no way, shape, form, or fashion feels good in any way. And I hate it because it comes usually at times when I'm, you know, halfway okay and I am, you know, getting me together, then here comes anxiety. And I hate it because I just don't like it because it's hard on your body and your mental and it's really, really hard. And, you know, I've been trying to, you know, of course, don't nobody want to, you know, have anxiety, have depression. And, you know, there, you know, I know in praying and ask God for deliverance and all of that stuff, you know, I know that, you know, it's not all on God. You know, it's, yeah, sure, you got to put in some, you know, some work. And, you know, I often say on my, you know, TikTok page when I post stuff, you know, I often say, you know, leave a unknown future to a known God. Or, you know, you got to trust God. You got to, you know, believe him to fix it. And it's funny because, you know, I go back on the next day and, you know, check the messages and, you know, people, you know, reach out, you know, thank you because your words encourage me, you know, they inspired me. And, you know, I feel like I'm gonna be okay now. And I'm just, you know, going to keep on keeping on. And it's funny to me. I'm like, you know, I can help and inspire everybody else, but I can't seem to give that same like inspiration to myself. And you know, I began to, you know, I read Psalms 139 that starts off with, "Oh Lord, thou hast searched me and known me." And you know, as I looked at this whole scripture, this whole, you know, the chapter of Psalms 139 from verses 1 through 24. And, you know, it was just saying, you know, God knows everything about me, my down city, my uprising, my thoughts. You know, he understands that my thoughts are far off. Thou compasses my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue. Lo, O Lord, that thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thy hand upon me. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take wings in the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. And, you know, I was reading that scripture, and I was like, you know, God knows everything about me. Like, he knows everything about me, my down sitting and my uprising. He knows, you know, every part of Cheryl. And that is the blessing. And when I, you know, decided to entitle, you know, this podcast A Surrendered Yes, you know, I thought about, you know, God, I surrender. You know, God, I surrender to you. And, you know, I say, God, you know, have your way. Because it's nothing I can do. So, God, I surrender. Do what you need to do. And then when I really thought about it, I said, I surrendered. But did I surrender my yes? And, you know, today as I, you know, went about my day and I thought about a surrendered yes, I surrendered, Lord, let you have your way. But did I fully let go of my way for his way? And, you know, I thought about that like really, really hard. And I'm like, okay, God, you know, we say, God, I surrender. But we also pray, you know, there are things that we want God to do for us. And I think that in the season of isolation that I'm in, that the season that I'm in, it requires that surrendered yes, not just surrendering, God, have your way, but your way for my way. Yes. And that's it. Even though I know, you know, what I want, and I want God to fix this thing and that thing and to bring it to pass, and because I want to be happy with this thing, or this is my vision, this is my goal. And God said, you know, I'm going to do it for you, but you have to let me do it for you. And when I read Psalms 139, you know, I just really thought about that thing. I was like, there's no reason for me not to give God that surrendered yes, because he already knows what I'm asking, what I want. He already knows my down sitting, my uprisings, you know, he just knows everything. So because he's all knowing and he knows what I want, but he also knows that although this is what you want, I am trying to give you exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or even think. And that will require not just, God, I surrender, you got me, you got it. No, that will require a surrendered yes. My will, his, my way for his will. And, you know, and I know that everything that I am doing or been through, and, you know, there have been times that, you know, have you ever been shocked back into reality when you figure out that you are the one that's been holding up your own blessing the whole time? And, you know, I sat there today with my best friend and I was like, you know, sometimes I just be, you know, angry at myself because Yes. You know, had I listened and had I, gave God my yes back when, the pastor, said so and so and so and so. And I'm like, yeah, okay, God, this is what I want. And, instead of listening, like, I'm like, dang, I could be, I could be so much further down the line than I am now. And then, that leads you to beat yourself about each beat yourself up about something that you can't change. What's done is done. And then when I thought about that, God said, I will restore the years. The thing I love about God, I just love God in general, but the thing I love about God is, he will fix a situation that you've messed up. He doesn't leave you where he found you. And, I have a habit of saying that, I am tired. Like, and I was telling my best friend today, and I was like, there are times when, I can't explain to you guys how I feel, but I'm so tired, and I have an issue with, like, God, when you're gonna get me out of this? And, I'm just tired. Like, oh, have you forsaken me? Like, have you forgotten about me? Like, I'm here, So, I kind of feel that sometimes. And then my auntie said, stop saying you're tired. Stop saying you're tired. The power of life and death is in the tongue. And today I like really, 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 really set with that, because I tell people that all the time. No, you gotta speak life over to your situation. You can't allow life to, I'm so good at uplifting other people, but when it comes to me, because it's me, going through it, and it's not a good thing. And I'm learning a lot about myself, and to relinquish control is hard for me, because I want to, feel like I have some form of control over, my destiny, what's happening in my life, what's going on with me, and not thinking like, okay, sure, like, I mean, like, girl, you doing it on your own, or doing it and want God to be in it after you do you, it hasn't gotten you anywhere. And sure, God has blessed, and there's been little wins along the way, but it's not the win that I've needed. And I've probably have known all along that God just wanted a surrendered yes. Or maybe not that. Maybe I just knew, I've known all along that God just, wanted me to let him do something for me. And I think I just felt too scared, and I felt like God wasn't going to do it if I just, didn't guide him, which is what, when you think about it, like, girl, God do not need you. And, I can, right now I can, I can laugh about it. Because again, when you sit with yourself and you just say, well, dang, girl, you've been holding up your own blessing, not nobody else but you. And, I've realized that, everything that I've been through, it was you know, everything I've been through in the year, last year and a half, you know, although it hurt and I've cried and I've lost weight and I, you know, was depressed and suicidal and everything you could have ever imagined, I thank God because, you know, God has held on to me. God gave me my people to hold on to me. And, you know, God, you know, even it's crazy because through all of this, you know, God has spoke a word into my life, but I was like, okay, well, maybe he gonna do this with me doing what I want to do too, you know, because I just wanted him to actually bless what I wanted to do also. And so, you know, I am like, hey, Cheryl, you know, you could have been further along. And then, you know, God says, yeah, you could have been. And I thank him for his grace and his mercy. Because again, he said, I'm a rich, you know, and it's crazy because God gave me that word a long time ago that he was going to restore the years, you know, because sometimes we feel like we waste time with the wrong people or, you know, we just waste time in general, whether you're with somebody or not, you know, trying to do things your way. And, you know, God just gave me that reassurance that, you know, I'm going to restore what's been lost. I'm going to, you know, make sure that you're good. But I can't make sure you're good if you don't take your hands off of it. And, you know, I think I said on one podcast, you know, I was talking to my prayer partner and I was like, okay, because I want to put in the work. I want to, you know, show God that I'm worthy, you know, of what I'm asking for. And, you know, I just want to prove to God that wherever I am, I'm going to serve him, you know, wherever I move to, I'm going to make it to church on time. I'm going to serve him. You know, I think I just wanted God to see that, you know, I'm not going to turn my back on him. I want to prove that I'm worthy, you know, and, you know, when I was telling her that, and she said, sister, she said, I get what you're saying. She said, but I think for you, your works is just simply trusting God. And one would think that simply just trusting God is easy. Maybe for some, but I will be honest and transparent, as I always am, that trusting God for me has been anything but easy. For one, I have no patience. Two, I wanted God to do it my way. And it's crazy because I'm like, God, I trust you, you know, but can you like do it like this for me? But I never could take my hands off of it. And, you know, sometimes God will put you in a position that there's no figuring it out. There's no nothing. You can't go to the left, to the right, backwards, forwards, up, down. You got to sit there and trust God. And he's been quiet. I will be honest with you guys. God gave me an instruction, and it's been months, like months. So I go back to my prayer partner because between all these months, I done fell apart maybe at least 32 times, you know, probably more. But anyway, and she said that, she said, "Sister, only thing we have now is the instructions that God gave us. And that is all that we can do." And I said to myself that, wow, that's all I can do is, you know, what God said, those instructions. I'm like, I've been doing that. And then I thought about, have I really been doing that? You know, because I done had anxiety, panic attacks, depression, you know, all of those things. And then I fall apart, and then I'm okay. And then, you know, I fall apart. I probably cried more than I prayed. You know, I tell you guys that. And, you know, again, I thought about that surrendered yes. You know, it wasn't just surrendering. I had to not only surrender to God, but I had to surrender my yes. And, you know, I feel like when you surrender your yes, like when you truly have a surrendered yes, that is giving total and complete control to God and not, you know, that half surrender. Because again, Psalms 139, he knows your down, sitting, your uprising, wherever you go, from hell to heaven, wherever you go, he knows everything. Everything about you. And, you know, there's no place that you can hide from God. That's not even in your thoughts. You know, he's acquainted. He's acquainted with all your ways. And, you know, you know, a lot of times, you know, the scripture said, "In all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our paths." And a lot of times that we don't, you know, acknowledge God. And I realized a lot of times when I didn't acknowledge God, it was because I wanted him to bless the path that I wanted to go. And, you know, a lot of times, even with relationships, a lot of times God be saying, you know, "I know what you want. I know you love her. I know you love him," you know, or whatever, but, you know, "I see things you don't see. Won't you just let me fix it for you?" And, you know, because we think we're gonna lose, and, you know, we're trying to do it on our own, and like, okay, God, but I'ma still have my pinky toe in it. And God is like, just, you know, get all the way out, because I need to do some things, and I need to do some things in you. And, you know, I recognize that now. And, you know, I told God that, you know, I was talking to my prayer partner, my sister. I told her, I said, you know, when I, you know, begin my journey to healing, you know, the one promise that I made to myself is, you know, of course I didn't want to be in a relationship, because, you know, I still love the person that I've, you know, been with the last 4 years. And it's not, you know, real love, you just don't get over a person like that. But not only that, I wanted to heal without that, you know, get under somebody to get over somebody. That's foolishness. Like, I want true healing, if for nothing else than to make me an amazing, better person, like to finally become who God is calling me to be, whatever that looks like. And I also, you know, and I thank God for my tribe, my friends, you know, every now and then, you know, they want to love on me, get me out the house. And I appreciate them because, you know, they understand me in all seasons, you know, when I'm happy, when I'm sad, when I'm depressed, anxious filled, they understand all of that. And I thank God that they understand and they don't judge me, you know, for the space that I'm in. And I am forever, forever grateful, you know, because a lot of times, you know, we're in, you know, depressed spaces and you know, we need healing and, you know, we don't cope well with, you know, isolation. But the isolation for me has not been not that I don't have anybody. It's, you know, I can't even describe it, but it's been something, you know, if you ever have to get there and that's where God wants you to be, you know, it's exciting in a way for me because, you know, I have been able to just sit with self and have some self-examination on, you know, what got me here. And, you know, and I have also decided to not beat myself up over, you know, what's done happened and if I would have did this or did that, you know, I wouldn't be going through this right now. And, you know, and I, you know, thought about that too. And I'm like, you know, that's not necessarily true just because, you know, if you wouldn't have this, did this and did that, you know, you would have did something. But, you know, I now I can thank God for the space that he has me in. Does it feel good? No, like more often than not, it doesn't feel good. And I promised myself to, you know, excuse me, to be very, very, very transparent about, you know, my journey and the space that I'm in, because I in no way, shape, form, or fashion want to gaslight my own self and, you know, lie to myself. And I said, I'm not doing it to myself. I say, you know, this is what happened, you know, even if I don't tell nobody but God, you know, this is what it is. And this is what happened to me. You know, I hate it. You know, I don't like the space I'm in. I don't, you know, like where I'm at, but, you know, I know that God is birthing something amazing. And I very much, very much appreciate what God is doing, because it's making me to be the best version of myself. The version of C. Marie that I've been called to be. And, you know, I was telling somebody, I said, you know, people take it lightly when they say, you know, I want what God wants for me, you know, because it sounds good. But, you know, be prepared. Like when you say, God, I want what you want for me, God, baby, listen, be prepared for some tears, and you're going to be crying some days, and you're going to feel like, yeah, where are you, God, and why? And he's going to remove some people out to life and maybe add some more people in, you know, once he, you know, get everything, get you together. And, you know, I think God has the people in my life right now that, you know, are meant to be there. And if they're not meant to be there, you know, God is slowly but surely just weeding them out. You know, and you have to learn to be okay with God removing people out your life. Does it feel good? No. That's when you love people and it's your family and yeah, you know, when God says, you know, it's time. And, you know, that's not to say that God won't bring them back in your life, you know, eventually. But right now, God said, Cheryl, I just needed to be me and you. And that I've accepted, you know, because there's no better place than I'd rather be, you know. And again, I thank God because he's held on to me. Like, I mean, he really has held on to me and made me just sit still for a while. You know, sometimes we'd be going and going and going and going. And I think I've been going all my life, you know, got married at 16, the 6 kids, the 4 girls, 2 boys. And, you know, I became a grandmother at 30. And, you know, now the grandkids, you know, I have 17 grandkids and 1 great grandbaby. And, you know, I lost a daughter. But I still, you know, I still got 4 daughters. I had 5 daughters. And, you know, now, you know, since losing my baby, Stephanie, you know, it doesn't feel good. And some nights, you know, I cry and, you know, just reminiscing because I miss her. And then there are nights that, you know, I'm angry with Stephanie. And, you know, I recognize, you know, all my emotions and everything, you know. And then there's those times that it's God, you know, I wish you would have saved her. I wish you would have, you know, got her, you know, to just sit down for a minute and get help. And, you know, it's okay. You know, and you know, people, you know, it said, you know, it was God's timing for her. And I in no way, shape, form, or fashion believe that. I believe that people, you know, make choices, and sometimes their choices, you know, give them an early demise. And I just, you know, thank God for the time that he's given me. He gave me with Stephanie. And, you know, we have memories, we have pictures, we have videos, but, you know, it's nothing like being able to wrap your arms around your child and, you know, tell her you love her and, you know, watch her take care of children. And, you know, and, you know, my one request is, you know, God charged me with raising the girls. And I did not like that at all. Like, at all. And, you know, I thought about that too. You know, I said yes, you know, because God says something, you know. And I was like, I done been through too much to just tell God no, you know. But, like, did I really give God a yes, you know, with raising the girls? And I realized that, you know, although, yeah, I'm taking care of them and whatever, it's been hard, you know, because they're grieving too. You know, it's a lot. But I have thought about that, And I say, God, yes, I gotta surrender this yes, like full and total, complete control. You know, we often say, God, have your way. But do we really mean, God, have your way? Like, really, do we mean, God, have your way? And I realized a lot of times, we don't really mean, God, have your way. You know, we mean, God, have your way as long as, you know, you doing it my way. You know, but you got to give up your will, your way for his will, for your life. And, you know, I admonish everybody that's listening, you know, not to only give God your surrender, but surrender your yes too. Because when you completely surrender your yes, that means you have given, not only surrender, but you have surrendered your yes. That means complete, you know. And I think, you know, I told somebody, they were going through and they wrote a post on Facebook a couple of weeks ago. And you know, she said, I'm tired. And I responded was, good. Now God can work. You know, because a lot of times we get tired and we give up. Like we give up to the point that we take our hands off of it. And you have to just get to that point, because if you're not tired, you know, 9 times out of 10, you're going to keep putting your hands in it. You're going to keep doing you. And God is just asking for you to just leave it alone. And, you know, I feel like that, you know, I often say I'm 53 and I don't got nothing to show for my life. And I want to do this and I want to do that. And I've been trying these things. And, you know, my pastor said to me, like, what makes you think that at a certain time point in your life or age, this is where you have to be, or you have to do this, or you have to do that? And, you know, I think it's just natural for us to be a certain age and want to, you know, be further along in life. And, you know, so I've had to do a lot of things that I didn't, you know, want to do. Go live with somebody, you know, and I hated it. And, you know, my pastor said, you know, if you want somebody's sofa, keep looking up. And I, you know, I didn't get it at the time, because I was like, yeah, I hear you, but in my mind, I'm like, whatever. But, you know, yeah, keep looking up, because, you know, he said to me, he said, the house is coming, the car you want is coming. And he said to me, do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. And that's what I'll leave with you guys today for the wrapping up of this podcast. Zechariah 4 and 10. Don't despise small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. And when I really sat and thought about this scripture and like what it really means, because when you got to start over, don't nobody want to keep starting over, and it will make you angry and it will make you mad, because you got to go and rebuild. But God is saying that don't despise it, because God rejoices to see the work begin. You know, this small beginning, I realize that God is working it to give me everything that I've ever dreamed of and wanted. But I've realized that he's going to do it, you know, so much better than I could ever ask or think, exceedingly and abundantly above all that I can ask or even think. And I carry that with me now, because his word, you know, my pastor told me Sunday, I texted him because I, you know, was a little upset about some things. And he texted me and he said, God's word will not return back void. And he just simply said, it is well. And, you know, when you're up in arms, you want, you know, everybody else to be up in arms too, because you got a problem. But, you know, I thank God for the calm people he's put in my life to, you know, it calms me. It gives me reassurance. And, you know, even though things are not like I want them to be, I know they are the way they are for a purpose. And I can't see it right now. I can't see everything, you know. And, you know, my prayer partner, my sister, she often says that, you know, because God knows you, Cheryl, God knows that if he gives you a glimpse of the next step, you're going to take that next step and, you know, go ahead of God. And you've done enough going ahead of God. And, you know, I can own that, because let me tell you something. God then gave me the $20. I'm going to take this $20 and I'm going to flip it and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And God is saying, like, nope, I gave you your step, and you just got to sit there, you know, until the light change. You can't, you know, go run through the light without, you know, possibly getting a ticket. So, you know, I thank God, because it's teaching me, even with all the crying and the breakdowns and the everything I've been through and, you know, never wanted to go through, you know, God is doing what he needs to do, whether, you know, I like it or not. I know he's gonna forge something amazing in my life. And I always dream big, and I know God knows, you know, what I have in mind. And, you know, when he told me to just leave it alone, because what I got for you is so much bigger, so much better. And I want to do this for you, Cheryl. And it's crazy, because sometimes I sit down at my laptop and I'm like, well, how are you going to do it? Like, and, you know, he just like, girl, just trust me. Mind your business. Just trust me. That's all I'm simply asking, is that you trust me. And I am grateful for God loving me and holding on to me. Again, I thank you guys for the support. It means the world to me, and I am forever grateful that you guys follow me and support me. Give God a surrendered yes, and until the next podcast, have a good week. Have a good weekend, and I love you.